Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Here in the United States, I think education to be more aware of pollinators has been very effective. One of my most popular landscape design requests are pollinator gardens. This week, the United Nations celebrated the fourth observance of World Bee Day on May 20th under the theme of Bee Engaged, Build Back Better for Bees. Tom and I will discuss America's native bees and how you can help them. We're also taking your calls at 407-916-5400 or 1-888-455-LAWNS, or you can text Tom anytime at 23680. So join Tom, Joni, Colton, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night? I sure do. I toss and turn, maybe even count sheep, but just can't seem to turn off my brain. Recently, the makers of the Calm app recruited actor Matthew McConaughey to read a fictional story to help listeners relax and fall asleep faster. McConaughey's soothing southern charm might help you find physical rest, and that's a good thing, but it won't help you find rest for your stressed and restless soul. So how do you find that rest? St. Augustine said, "God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." In Psalm 62, we find, "My soul finds rest in God alone." True rest comes when we experience a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, wishing I looked more like Matthew McConaughey, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. You can find out all about me and sign up for my monthly newsletter, In Your Backyard, on my website, she-consulting.com. Did you celebrate World Bee Day this week? I feel like I want to sing Happy Bee Day to you. Happy Bee Day to you. I hope it's not an earworm, Tom, because I'll be singing that all day. Do you know how many native bee species we have in the United States, Tom?
You know, I don't. And I'm sure I'm going to be, surprised. And I'm going to guess maybe a couple of hundred.
You know, that's what you would think, is it's a couple hundred, but there are over 20,000 known bee species in the world. 4,000 of them are native to the United States.
That's hard to believe. And it's the honeybee is not one of those.
Right. No, the honeybees came over with the Spaniards, and it's just it's naturalized here. But they are not native. Bees, the size of them can range from 2 millimeters, which is the world's smallest bee. It's called a Perdita minima. And then also kumquat-sized carpenter bees. Now,
that's
I've never seen
one.
That.
I haven't seen a kumquat.
Kumquat-sized. That's huge.
Yeah, that's big. I'd hate to be stung or even hit by one of those.
I know. That just is amazing. So they come in all sizes, shapes, and colors. But there's so much that we still don't know about native bees. Some are smaller than a grain of rice, and about 10% of the bees in the United States have yet to be named or described.
Really?
But they all have jobs as pollinators, and they're all important, and some are specific to a specific type of crop or plant species. So some of them are like the squash bee, tomatoes, they just do tomatoes only, cherries, blueberries, and cranberries. Now the bumblebees, there's 50 species of North American bumblebees. Huh. They're large and furry and mostly black with white stripes or with stripes of yellow, white, and bright orange. But I didn't realize this. They're ground nesters. Bumblebees are ground nesters.
Oh, yes.
So they make their nests in the underground cavity and in some cases in the thatch of grass. So, you know, you got to be careful when you're walking out. Native bees are estimated to pollinate 80% of flowering plants around the world. So like squash bees, which I mentioned earlier, they pollinate flowers of squash, pumpkins, melons, and other cucurbits. And then also the squash bees, the Pepinopsis, are dependent only on the pollen.
I didn't know there was a squash bee.
I know. I'm trying to look and see. I wonder if they're more yellow than the others. You
might
know.
Be.
It might be. That's too funny.
Hey. You know, I got into a bumblebee nest. You brought that up one time when I was.
Was it in the ground?
Yes, very young, and my brother was with me, and I must have been about maybe 10, 12 years old, and he was 4 years younger, so that would put him at about 6 to 7 or somewhere around there. And I was going down the back of our property, and there was this board on the ground, and I picked up the board. And there was the bumblebee nest underneath there. All these bumblebees gathered together. I dropped it down real quick, picked up my brother, and ran with him.
Oh, that was so good of you.
And I got stung right in the back of my neck.
Oh, that's lucky you only got one stung.
I was lucky, but I picked him up and grabbed him and ran. I still remember that. I still see that picture, though, all those bumblebees underground underneath that board.
Wow. Well, speaking of children, you want to send your children out for the next bee item here. So, Tom, we were discussing this, and you never heard of this, buzz pollination.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Buzz pollination.
Strange.
Or as pollination ecologists, they call it sonication, is a process where a bee attaches to the flower and rapidly vibrates its flight muscles. And so this rapid movement causes the entire flower to vibrate and looses the pollen so as to flow out the openings in the anthers and causes it just causes the whole plant to get pollinated. And so bumblebees use buzz pollination when pollinating tomato flowers.
Huh. I'd never heard of that before.
I've never heard of that either. So I thought that was really interesting.
I do know that, you know, in greenhouses where they grow tomatoes, they've used vibrators to go down and vibrate the flowers of the plants so that the plants would be pollinated. Like we tell people, if they have tomato plants in a screened-in area, to shake them or make sure to get wind pollinated.
That's important. So other flowering plants that require buzz pollination include cranberries, blueberries, eggplants, and other plant species in the Solanaceae genus. So, but honeybees do not buzz pollinate. So that's just a little warning out there. So they don't do it, so don't ask them to. Speaking of southeastern blueberry bees, they get their name from the fact that they forage primarily on blueberries, Vaccinium species. And so their native range is the southeastern United States, where blueberries are native. So they're only active, though, for a few weeks each year. So you're going to have to look for them when the flowers, you know, that would be very early springtime, and that come out. And so you want to make sure that you are not spraying anything at that time.
Yeah, what do they do the rest of the year?
I don't know. They go on vacation. There we go. Yeah, yeah. Psych. They're synchro-
I've got a question for you. Have you ever seen a whole big nesting area of solitary bees?
No.
Yeah, and when I was extension agent, I used to get calls about them. People would say, you know, I got all these holes in my ground with these bees flying in and out. And I went out to one house. I had them in my backyard also one time. And I went out to one house, and they were all over the place in the backyard. And they're very docile bees. I just went out and stood right in the middle of them. And the ones in my backyard one time, I just went out and sat down in the middle of them.
And they were fine. So is there solitary bees? How far apart are they in the ground?
The little holes, the little areas where they go down in, maybe 6 inches, 4 to 6 inches apart.
And they don't sting at all.
I've never been stung by any of them, but they're out at certain times. In a matter of a couple of weeks, they're gone. Just like this one here, the southeastern blueberry bees, they're gone. So I guess they come in, lay the eggs, and the adults die, and then the eggs hatch out again in the springtime.
Isn't that amazing? That nature is so fascinating. So again, if you want to spray a chemical, if you need to spray a chemical and you're worried about the bees, you want to do it in the early morning hours. Or at dusk when bees are not active, and then try to keep it off of the flowers.
Yeah.
So you can spray a chemical and not really affect the bee there. So that's important. Also, you know, planting pollinator gardens is important too. And I'm getting a lot of requests for that. And, you know, it's just you can go up and look at a butterfly garden and nectar plants and pollen plants. So, you know, you can choose and select from those. Avoid pesticides or choose non-chemical solutions. Now, I saw this and I'm going, what's a non-chemical solution, Tom?
Yeah, well, I figure picking them off.
Picking them off.
But you had another suggestion.
I said fly swatter.
Yeah, it's like we do for the side webworms, moths. You go out with butterfly nets or fly swatters, one or the other.
Yeah, one of the two to your insect problems. Because, you know, I just, when we say chemicals, and that's really one of the things that's my big pet peeve is when you say no chemicals. And the whole world, even you, and I are made of chemicals, so it's kind of giving it a bad name. And so it's
everything we eat is a chemical.
Exactly. Basically. So we want to make sure we just read the instructions and the labels and follow the instructions.
Yep.
But I love the idea of this next suggestion is creating a puddling station. And a puddling station, bees and even butterflies
yeah.
They need that mud, they need water. And if you've got any clay plates or liners underneath pot liners, and you want to, you know, use them or you have extra ones or even a little broken one. Place it out in your garden and it can fill with water. You can put a little bit of sand in there where they can get the mud. And that's beneficial for butterflies and beneficial insects. You can even put it underneath a dripping faucet, which you should really fix your faucet. So, you know, that's not good water conservation. But
air conditioner drip.
Air conditioner drip. And then also a bird bath, too. An unused bird bath you can also use. Mud's an important nesting material for bee species.
Yep. Do you have a favorite plant that attracts the bees?
Yes. African blue basil.
Yeah, I like sweet almond.
Sweet almond. Oh, sweet almonds are great. The Alocia virgata. And that's a great one.
I mean, all different kind of bees come in there. But, you know, I don't see honeybees there normally. Other bees coming in and wasps and other pollinators,
right.
Of
course. Now, you know what plant I saw just last week at a neighbor's house of a client that I was installing? Blew me away. And I knew of the plant, but I had never seen it growing. It's called a Florida hydrangea. Have you ever heard of that?
The only one I know is the oak leaf hydrangea.
Right. This is called the Florida hydrangea, but it's a Dombea.
Dombea.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
There were wasps and bees and butterflies going to it, but it was gorgeous, but I never heard of that as a common name to it. It's called the Florida hydrangea. It's blooming beautifully. I'll post a picture on the website.
Yeah. Oftentimes they flower around the, you know, the wintertime, Christmas time.
Yeah. This is blooming right now, and it's gorgeous. Took my breath away. So I'll post a picture of that. And then we also, too, I'll post a picture of a puddling station so that people can kind of get some ideas on that.
Yeah, that's kind of neat because butterflies come into those and really need the moisture. We forget the insects need sources of moisture also.
They do, too. And it's important. And it's got to be flat because with butterflies, they have the tripod legs, the six legs. And so, you know, having a flat surface is going to be good for, you know, them being able to stand and things like that.
Now, if you want to create a pollinator garden, is it best out in the full sun?
Full sun. That way it's going to attract most of the pollinators that are going to go through. Because butterflies, they will go into the shade at night, but for them to work, you know, butterflies are solar powered. And so, you know, they just got to have that full sunlight.
I never find butterfly houses work.
Never. They would rather, they can actually, they like carrion and even dead animals, and they will sleep inside a dead carcass.
Yeah. You know, one time with the butterflies, I was doing a newspaper article, and the one person I was interviewing said, use urine, and the paper wouldn't let me print it.
There you go. Well, I don't want to give my kids, especially, give my permission to go ahead and help me garden that way. Yeah. But no, that was a good recommendation. We're going to be back. If you have a gardening question, this is the time to call us. 407-916-5400 or 1-888-LAWNS or text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Rule King's Pet Food Prices has pet lovers going, wow! Rule King offers the lowest prices on pet foods every day, like Diamond Naturals dog food. Made with ingredients of exceptional quality, Diamond Naturals dog foods provide complete holistic nutrition for that four-legged family member. Get a 40-pound bag of Diamond Naturals lamb or chicken and rice for just $28.69. Nobody beats that price. This is available in stores only at your neighborhood Rule King, America's farm and home store.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone is talking about.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night? I sure do. Okay. I toss and turn, maybe even count sheep, but just can't seem to turn off my brain.
Okay.
Recently, the makers of the Calm app recruited actor Matthew McConaughey to read a fictional story to help listeners relax and fall asleep faster. McConaughey's soothing southern charm might help you find physical rest, and that's a good thing, but it won't help you find rest for your stressed and restless soul. So how do you find that rest? St. Augustine said, God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. In Psalm 62, we find, my soul finds rest in God alone. True rest comes when we experience a relationship with God through his son, Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, wishing I looked more like Matthew McConaughey, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We'd love to hear from you. You can call 407-916-5400, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text Tom anytime at 23680. And Tom, we had a text message from, I think, Helen, who said that she couldn't hear the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. And there's a number of reasons for that.
Okay.
You know, one is that the station may not carry the second hour. And that has to do with the national and, you know, iHeart radio stations and things like that. So she can listen always online on our website, betterlawns.com, and also, too, on our podcast. So we always post it on the Facebook page and on Audio Boom. They can go and hear it even if they missed this program.
Sounds good. Now, there's another person here who wants to know if they could, we still give advice if they text or email us. And yes, they do. Go up on our website, betterlawns.com. There's a place there. They can email. They can Facebook. They can
email. Send the pictures. And then they can also email you directly.
Yeah, tommack1996@aol.com.
And
so
you,
all
you stay busy doing that. So right. they send you lots of questions. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you today?
Hello, Roy.
My question is... I took my tomatoes, I planted them from seed, and then when I put them in the garden, a couple of them weren't real healthy, but then even the good ones, they started turning like lighter green, then ended up into like a yellowish brown, and they all kind of just kicked the bucket on me.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah, it tells you that there's a root problem there of some sort.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, and maybe the root system wasn't very good when it was put in the ground. I don't know if they weren't too good to start off with. But the plants may have rotted, too much water.
Too much water or not enough water, you know, with it being so dry.
Yeah, I like to use the term watering extremes. Which way are you, which end are you on? But that sounds like the problem. Now, every now and then you get one that dies as a rot organism. It gets on the roots or something. And, you know, but you shouldn't have all of them doing that.
Right.
Yeah, but it went like from just one or two to then it wiped out my tomatoes. And then it even went into the eggplant.
Huh? That you know that can be nematodes in the ground. That's a possibility.
When I had problems with nematodes, it would start from the bottom up. This started like from the top down.
Yeah. Well, something's still cutting off the moisture supply to the plant and nutrient supply.
Right. When it starts at the top like that, that definitely is a root problem.
Yeah. Definitely a rot or something of that nature.
I
guess this
what
could
I
be
did different. Is I put a bunch of my compost in, and usually I mix it with the soil. I put it in and then put it in a compost and then put soil around it. Maybe it was something with the compost then.
Could be. I don't know. It's hard to believe compost would cause a problem
right. Unless
it was extra fertilizer added or something like that. But it's definitely a root problem. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, not good. The best thing to do is go back when you're preparing the soil again, really till in the organic matter and see if that helps.
And then watch your watering. So, you know, whether it's too extreme or not. And, you know, we can get that blossom end rot with the different extremes in
watering. And with all the compost around, it'd be very easy to keep the soil extra wet.
Exactly. It's going to hold on to moisture a lot longer. You're not going to need to water as much.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, could be. Something with the roots, I guarantee you. Pull up one of the plants and look at the roots. My guess is you're going to see them rotting.
Now, if I pick up... Man, it's like committing a mortal sin now. I'm going to have to go and buy tomato plants and plant them.
Kind of late now.
It's too late for tomatoes now unless you want to try your hand at some of the cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes, yeah.
Cherry tomatoes, yeah. Okay.
Next planting time, Roy, is mid-August.
Mid-August.
Start your seeds in July. You know, it's not that far away, actually.
No.
Yeah, I'll just make sure all my seeds started, them little self wings or whatever else. I usually wash them and bleach them out. Is that pretty good to clean them with before I put them in?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. Just make sure it's rinsed well. You know, it's not too... It's good.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great. I'm gonna be sorry all summer now until I can get my next tomatoes.
Well, there you go. A lesson hard learned. There you go. Thank you, Roy.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to Carolyn and Sebring. Good morning, Carolyn. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have cassia, and, you know, it has beautiful yellow flowers
yes.
in the fall.
Yes.
Well, it's been looking gorgeous for probably 8 years I've had it, but not too long ago I trimmed it back because it was getting too big. I do trim it back, you know, and I not in August. You know, I trim it up until August. But anyway, when it grew back, it came out kind of, I call it frizzle frazzle, kind of light green and just not developed properly. So I cut that off, fertilized it and watered it, came back the same way. So what should I do?
Okay, so the leaves are kind of frizzly.
Yeah.
You know, that normally could be a couple of things. One, if there's any herbicide use yeah. in the area, like Roundup, for instance, or glyphosate, those type of products that would have drifted onto the plant, that's a possibility. And there's a possibility of virus getting into the plant and causing that frizzly type look to it.
What can I do?
Well, first of all, try to eliminate the possibility of a herbicide if it's a herbicide.
Right. So yes, if you're, is it in your lawn and next to your turf area?
No, it's closer to the house. No, I don't use any on the.
Okay.
I did use some. What do you call that? On firebush that was nearby because I had thrips, but it was some ways away. So, but I
that was an insecticide you used.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't affect.
That wouldn't have caused
no,
it.
No, I don't use any herbicides at all.
Is it near a neighbor?
Not really. No.
Okay.
But,
so
well. I guess about 10 feet away.
Yeah, that's near for wind drift.
Yeah, okay. That's a possibility. Here's the good news. Normally, if it's herbicide, the plant will outgrow it. Takes its time, but it will outgrow it. If it's a virus, it will continue probably, and the plant will not do well again. But it doesn't help to keep cutting it out. At this point in time, I just give the plant normal care and see what happens. Like I said, if it's a drift from a herbicide or a product, then the plant will normally outgrow it. But if it's a virus, it's not going to outgrow it.
Right. And go ahead and just don't cut it back. See what happens over the next couple of months.
Okay. And if it is a virus and it doesn't recover, then I have to remove it.
Yeah.
Right.
You plant a new one. What will happen sometimes is during the pruning process, there might have been a stem there that had a virus in or even a bacteria, and you'll move it around.
I pass it on.
Yeah. And quite often, you may get another shoot out that doesn't have that on it. And if that's the case, you let that shoot take over and then eventually prune out the other fizzly portion.
Okay.
Okay, so how many months do I give it? Like all summer?
Yeah, give it to at least the middle of the summer anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So now, Tom, my amaryllis got a virus in it. And it had a virus for 2 years in a row, and then for a couple of years it hasn't had any virus.
Yeah, what happens is the viruses often react to environmental conditions, and it could be temperature sensitive, it could be moisture sensitive, or just stress sensitive. And once those conditions are lifted, you may not see the virus anymore.
Yeah.
And so that sounds like what happens with some plants. That's the way it is, and all of a sudden, when the conditions come back, it'll show up again.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I appreciate that. We can take text Tom. You can
yes, we do.
Text Tom at 23680.
Or they can give us a call here at 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. We have an operator standing by. We don't want Joni, just saluting. We don't want Joni to be too lonely up there. So the number again is 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680. The question is, what type of turf grass should I use in a commercial office parking area that would be durable but easy care? It's located in Winter Garden, Florida, in full sun. I assume that this is not an area where the cars are going to be parking.
Right. You would hope not.
In the islands that are nearby.
Right. And so, you know, they've got all their choices. There's no miracle grass out there. And so it just depends on if it's full sun, then you always have the choice of Bahia, Zoysia grass, and St. Augustine. My preference, just a designer preference, I like the Zoysia grass. But, you know, St. Augustine will be just fine, too.
Yeah. With the Zoysia grass, you really got to stay on top of it.
You
do.
That
is my problem with it. You know, I see some nice Zoysia lawns, but I see a lot of them that are just going downhill because people are not taking care of them.
And it also depends on if people are getting out of their cars and walking on it.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how much you have. And, Tom, for in a parking area, in a median area, it should be at least 4 feet wide if you're going to have turf there. It's a possibility you may not even need turf. Go ahead and put plants and shrubs and ground covers.
Ground cover. Yeah. Mulch.
And mulch.
St. Augustine would be my choice. I just find, you know, I've grown them all. I have Zoysia lawn. I've grown Bahia lawns and St. Augustine lawns and Bermuda. And Bermuda's the highest maintenance. But St. Augustine is the easiest care in for maintenance companies also. We know the most about it. We know how to take care of it. And I just think it's probably one of the better ones.
And also, too, you know, with the Zoysia grass and St. Augustine, they all need water. It's not that you could just put Zoysia grass in and it's not going to need as much water. St. Augustine and Zoysia grass are going to need about an inch and a half of water a week. They don't need more than that.
Yeah. And the Zoysia, if you don't water, it's the first to turn brown.
It is. That's the one side that the pros and the cons is that Bahia grass and Zoysia grass, if established, if it goes dormant, if it doesn't get rain or it doesn't get irrigation, it'll go dormant, but it'll come back. St. Augustine, if it doesn't get rain or irrigation, will likely not survive.
Yeah. Now, we didn't really say much about Bahia grass, but I like Bahia grass also. It's tough and durable.
In full sun, it's great. It's great for parking lots. If cars are going to be parking on it, I don't have a problem
with it. Doesn't always have the nicest look, but St. Augustine, again, has the best look. Probably.
Right, exactly. Let's go to Bonnie in Havana. Bonnie, we just have a minute here or so. You've got potatoes with problems.
Yes, I did. I hilled this year with straw, hay straw. And when I went to dig everything up yesterday, because all my friends that I shared potato chunks with, they all had pretty good productivity. I did not even get 5 pounds of potatoes out of 20 plants.
That's terrible.
You know, I've been really depressed.
did you fertilize them?
And I did fertilize them twice, but when I dug, I did not realize way down how wet the ground was.
Okay,
they might have rotted.
So, yeah.
Is that well? When I listened to you about the gentleman with the tomatoes, I'm thinking, okay, that was my problem.
Probably stayed too wet.
I have another couple rows over of other vegetables that I watered, you know, more frequently than I did the potatoes, but. I'm assuming.
Well, because it's in the ground. It's in the ground. So, your vegetables above ground are going to need maybe a little bit more water, but potatoes can get very saturated, the ground, especially if you overwater and you've got a really moist organic material in that soil.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to hold on to the moisture longer.
Right. Do you have any recommendations? I mean, it's the first time I ever used a straw. I've always just done it, you know, in the row with soil.
Yeah, well,
have you had any experience using the straw?
Straw is fine. Just don't keep everything too wet. That's all. You should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, all
right.
We got to run.
All right. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Appreciate it. Do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? You can call us at 407-916-5400. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Was I hesitant to get the COVID vaccine? Sure, at least a little bit. But when I thought about the people who would protect, my husband, my aging parents, my neighbors, I wanted to do my part. This vaccine is the best protection against COVID. It might not just save your own life, but the life of someone you love. Get your COVID vaccine at your local community health center. It's convenient and completely free. Visit FACHC.org today to find the closest location.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Chocolate sheet cake is different. It's richer and chocolatier. Count on Bluebell to make it into milk chocolate ice cream with delicious chocolate sheet cake pieces, chopped pecans, and a chocolate icing swirl. It's fresh out of the oven. I mean freezer.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, you can always find it on Better Lawns and Gardens website, which is betterlawns.com. You can hear it on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. You can also find the podcast on my website, she-consulting.com. And Tom, we were talking about water, and you wanted to make a couple of points that I think is very important.
Yeah, number one is it's easy to overwater. And, you know, plants may not need as much water as we think they need. And what happens is if we put them under a little bit of stress, you get a deeper root system. And you had a story about a St. Augustine lawn.
The St. Augustine lawn. And so when we're talking on the air and diagnosing questions, we have to just listen to the person calling. And so she said she's had to replace her St. Augustine lawn 3 times in 4 years. And I said, oh, well, how often are you watering? And she said, only twice a week. And I said, okay, well, that's correct. So I went on and asked her more questions, and I couldn't figure out why it was dying. And I said, well, so how long are you watering for? And she said, well, I'm only allowed to water twice a week, so I do it 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours at night. 12 hours a week of watering in the summertime with the rainfall. So, you know, grass does not need as much water as we think it needs.
Yeah, you just reduced her water bill. You realize that?
She must have been paying a huge water bill.
Yeah, I've got a potato story, too, I want to get in.
Sure, go
because
ahead.
The last caller was talking about potatoes. And when I was a kid, my dad would plant potatoes. We had very heavy clay soil, rocky clay soil. So he'd plant, what I always tell you, he'd plant a bushel of potatoes, and he'd harvest a half a bushel back. He just couldn't grow them in those heavy soils. I mean, it was really a problem. But I'm sure he didn't plant a bushel, but it seemed like he did. And he always got this little few potatoes back. So.
But, you know, there's something so good of rewarding and satisfaction coming from growing your own food.
Oh, yes.
And so whether it's a half a bushel or a bushel, you know, I took a potato out of the ground. You're eating a potato that I grew.
That's right.
And I love that. And as a child, that was very impactful on you. Let's go to Edward in Winter Park. Good morning, Edward. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a quick check with the potatoes. How do you know when they're ready to be dug up?
You know, you got a couple of ways. You can see the soil bulging in many cases. And then what one friend of mine used to do, he used to, when he saw the soil bulging, he'd go down and he'd sneak out. He said sneak out. He'd take out some of the first potatoes and he'd have fresh potatoes. And he'd let the plant keep growing and the plant would often mature a few more potatoes. But normally when the top dies back is when you know it's ready to dig. But anytime, they're ready anytime you can find a ready-to-use potato underground. It can be small potatoes. You know, he'd boil them up and have little small fresh potatoes.
I love little red potatoes.
Right. Me too.
Love those.
Me too.
So you had a question about Seminole pumpkins?
Seminole pumpkins. I'm getting plenty of male flowers, but no females.
You just have to wait. Sometimes that's the case with all the plants that are in that cucurbit family there. The squashes, the pumpkins, the watermelons, the cantaloupes. Quite often the male flowers come out first. I don't know whether it's the soldiers coming out first, checking the territory, and then eventually the female flowers come out.
No, it's the female thing. We have to take our time. We have to look good. We have to get dressed, put on our makeup. So it takes females a little longer to get ready.
Yeah, your plants will hit maturity, and they'll start producing the female flowers eventually. So it's just a matter of time. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Edward. You can give us a call, 407-916-5400, and Joni's waiting for you, 1-888-455-LAWNS, or you can text Tom at 23680. Tom, we have some text messages.
Yes, we do, and let me give you the numbers on the number here, the toll-free number, 1-888-455-2967. That's 2967. Okay, we got several questions here. Here's one especially for you. It's about Cherokee purple tomatoes, okay?
Yep.
It has flowers but has not set fruit. What should they do? Should they get some of those shaker bees?
So it's a little late right now.
Yeah.
So if it's just flowering now, you're not going to get tomatoes.
Yeah,
it's just too got to do it earlier. So what I would do is get your seeds ready for July and wait for the fall harvest.
And start replanting.
Start replanting in August.
I wouldn't take the plants out. There's always a chance.
They may go through the summertime and, go through, but...
Or they may still get a tomato. It's possible.
It's possible.
As the temperature goes into the 90s, it gets less and less possible. That's the problem.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Take a break.
We're going to take a break here. If you have a question, you can give us a call, 407-916-5400. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we are Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Quality Green Specialists has a new expanded location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Browse thousands of beautiful plants, flowers, shrubs, and large trees, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. And don't forget our natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. Now located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Floridians love boating with family and friends, exploring our state's amazing waterways. But even experienced boaters can lose sight of the risks of passengers standing or sitting in improper locations. Bow riding by passengers of any age is extremely dangerous. Be sure that passengers only sit or stand in designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Hi, my name's Bill, and I drive a truck. My truck weighs 80,000 pounds. When you pass me on my right, I can't see you. Stay out of my blind spots and only pass me on my left, and never linger next to a large truck or bus.
Remember, always share the road with commercial vehicles. A message brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Visit flhsmv.gov. For more information.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694, 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night? I sure do. I toss and turn, maybe even count sheep, but just can't seem to turn off my brain. Recently, the makers of the Calm app recruited actor Matthew McConaughey to read a fictional story to help listeners relax and fall asleep faster. McConaughey's soothing southern charm might help you find physical rest, and that's a good thing, but it won't help you find rest for your stressed and restless soul. So how do you find that rest? St. Augustine said, God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. In Psalm 62, we find, my soul finds rest in God alone. True rest comes when we experience a relationship with God through his son Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, wishing I looked more like Matthew McConaughey, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Welcome back. We have a few more minutes to take your calls and texts. Reminder, if you would like to get on my newsletter, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com. And if you missed any of the program, you can go to betterlawns.com and click on listen to download the show. And you can hear it on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Tom, we have some text messages there.
We have a text message here on watering. And it says, how much water do tomatoes need when grown in 10-gallon pots? And I'm assuming that the pot has drainage in the bottom.
I would hope so.
Yeah, and my answer to that would be, you know, it depends on how big the tomato plant is. A young little tomato plant is not going to need a whole lot, and it would be easy to overwater something under that condition. But when the plant gets some size to it, a big tomato plant, you may be watering twice a day, and you water enough to really wet the soil and have it start to run out the bottom.
Right, and it also depends on the soil medium, too. If it's got more organic material in it, then it's going to definitely, you know, hold on to the moisture a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when they used to grow tomatoes in mulch? It used to be a bucket full of mulch. It used to be called the City Farmer, I think. And it did have a little tray at the bottom. The holes were put up a little bit above the bottom of the pot so that the water would stay there and the tomato could draw it out. But it was grown in mulch. Tomato was grown in mulch.
Wow, that's incredible. We have Lois in Orlando. Good morning, Lois.
I think Joni's still working with
us. Oh, she's still working with Lois?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great. So we also, you were wanting to talk about watering.
Yeah, you know, it's just the fact that you just need to get used to what's needed by the plants. And if it's a lawn, you can see the lawn starting to wilt a little bit, and that's the indication that it's time to water.
And that's not bad. It's not that it's dying, so... You know, we just got
to
be more.
It's going to stress a little bit. It doesn't hurt the lawn, doesn't hurt a plant to stress a little bit.
You know what I tell people? Stick your finger in the ground. If it's cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to water.
There you go.
There you go. Let's go to Lois in Orlando. Good morning, Lois.
Hi. Hey, Tom, I have a whole bunch of monarch butterflies now, and I have milkweed. You know that little aphid-looking?
Yeah, bug it gets on them.
Yeah, is that okay to wash it off? Am I washing off the lava for the milkweed?
No, I don't. As long as you aren't washing them off too, but you just wash them off, right?
I do. I just spray them with water and just annoy the heck out of them, you know.
Yeah,
and
what does the monarch butterfly larva look like?
Looks like little ones. It's just very small little caterpillars. Is what it looks like.
Oh, okay. It's not that. That it's those other things that are on there.
Yeah, the red and they're kind of like reddish and black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're little.
They're little.
Tiny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I was doing it, then it dawned on me. Am I washing off the butterflies?
No, you'll look like miniature caterpillars is what the larva stages look like.
Okay. That's great. Okay. Okay. And you're talking about watering. That's good because Chuck and I are always saying, Chuck, you have to water. And he thinks he has enough water. But I think I'm right.
Yeah. So how's the herbs doing this year?
Well, we had great gardens this year. Last year it was terrible. We had that mite. We had a very good garden, except the tomatoes. We've got a lot of tomatoes, but they stopped setting, of course, because of the 90-degree weather.
Yeah.
So it stopped them. And we get a tomato or two a day.
Yeah.
And they'd be gone. But we're still eating. I picked kale the other day, and it still tastes good, even though it's supposed to get bitter. But our garden, and peppers, oh, my Lord, we have the most wonderful different varieties of peppers. It's just wonderful. Yeah, and the herbs are, you know, I'm going to start moving them into the shade with this 90-degree weather.
Oh, yeah.
See if
yeah.
I can get them through. I don't try to get them through the summer. If they go through, wonderful. If they don't, okay.
That's the way I do it also. Thanks, Lois. Yeah.
Thank you, Lois.
Okay, there are our herb experts, Lois and Chuck. They've been
in Winter Park, and they do wonderful.
Been a long time.
That's wonderful. Tom, we want to thank Ed Thralls with the Orange County Extension for his great tips on summer crops. I love that. And solarizations, if you missed it, you can go back, and Ed tells us how to do that. And Joni, thank you. So you heard it, folks. You can kill all the lubber grasshoppers.
Yep.
Okay, just hunt them down. You get points if you get them on the road. And
we've got time for a couple of questions.
More questions? Oh, wonderful. Good.
Yeah. Here's one here. Leaves on the branches of my weeping willow are dying from the bottom up several places. Is this normal? Weeping willow, if it gets stressed or dry.
I think it's just dry. It's just been a dry spring, so yeah. I wouldn't worry about it.
Weeping willows, you've got to really keep moist. I mean, that's what they live in.
They live right on the lake shores.
Very moist situation. Tom, here's a riddle, they said. How on earth do amaryllis bloom at Easter time and then 7 weeks later bloom again? Actually, the amaryllis may have more than one bud.
Sure. Sure. And they do have consecutive blooms. Mine do that too as well. They keep coming up. And so amaryllis do really well in the ground here in Florida. And so I would plant all of them, you know, and just have a good garden of them.
Yeah. I've got something here I want to get off my plate here. And this is about comparing mowers.
Okay.
Do you have you don't have anything to mow.
I do not have anything to mow. I need weeds pulled, but I don't have to mow.
And they have a comparison. Rotary mowers, reel type mowers, the push type, and electric mowers. And they compare to different ones there. And the rotary mower, you know, sturdy, long lasting. The reel mower, have you ever pushed a reel mower?
No, but I've seen them.
Yeah. They say the advantage there is it's quiet. It's not noisy. Hard to push. And let me tell you, if you've pushed reel mower, my dad pushed a reel mower for many years cutting our lawn, and I pushed one also. And so the rotary still wins out with me there.
I would think the rotary, but you would have to do it often so you're not pushing through thick thatch or thick grass, I would say. And, you know, you also have those automatic lawnmowers. Have you seen those? The little robots?
Yeah, I have seen that.
We
interviewed
cool.
a guy one time.
Yeah.
And you have the electric ones, quiet, but... you have to have enough battery.
There you go. Well, Tom, we're going to be back here next week. Thank you to all our callers and texters with your gardening questions. Remember, Tom and I are here every week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. See you next week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.